at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Greetings, this is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress. Thank you. And when they produce the fruit produced is also its kind. Now I want to say this, and we're going to go on, because I really enjoy thus far this day for what the Lord has brought before us. I think the scripture was read this morning in our pre-ceremony or what we had this morning from Colossians. I think the 12th verse, he started with the 12th verse. And say, put on therefore the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any have a quarrel against any, listen to this good. Even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. I wanted to read that to you so you know that was scripture that the deacon was reading. Yeah. But what we're going to do this morning, I want to look briefly in the book of Ephesians, second chapter of Ephesians, 18 through the 22nd verse. We're going to ask, if you so desire to stand, you can. Is Ephesians 2, 18 through 22. And it reads as thus. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers than foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord. And 22, in whom ye also are built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. We thank God. You may be seated. Through the acceptance of Christ, hear me, through the acceptance of Christ, we are all heirs and joint heirs with Christ, with God, with the Holy Spirit. God welcomed us into his family without even thinking about it. I tell people all the time, we think too much. You need to stop all that thinking out and focus your attention on Jesus. Jesus already told us what have in our mind. Paul said, let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus, saying to me, we got to have the same mind God had, same mind Jesus had, same mind the Holy Spirit God, and then we're going to prosper and be in good health. But when we get all these thoughts, I don't know how on God, so if the thoughts ever got up in the church, it tore the church apart. We praying every day for the Lord to do something, help to heal. Let us prosper. Let us be in good health. Why? Because we brought thoughts in the church. What nothing but the word of God was supposed to be in the church. The church is a holy place. It's the royalty of God on this earth. Even as the Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden. You couldn't go in there. God has set up some defense mechanism for the Garden of Eden. On each end of the garden, he put angels with swords in their hand. Anybody walking there was not worthy, they'll be pierced to death under the law. But listen today, family, you look good. You look prosperous. But here's what God wants you to know in the divinity of his grace. He wants you to know today that we're all united together from one Father and one mother. I don't care what folks say. We come from one father and one mother. From one family. All the descendants on this earth came from Noah's Ark. Eight people were saved in the first judgment. After which God anointed Noah and his son and told him to go and multiply and replenish this earth. Here's something sweet for you. Those believers in Christ Jesus, hear me. Those believers in Christ Jesus, we're going to be at the sands of the sea. Amen. It's going to be so many of us, you can't even count us. Y'all hear what I'm saying, huh? That's if providing you give your heart to the Lord Jesus and join the real family. You know, in the White House, they got a word or terminology, God, that's the first family. I don't know why they say that. Then they come up in the, they got it in the church now, to my first lady. Nah, let's have good sense. Let's have good sense for a moment. If your wife knew it was the second lady, you couldn't sleep at home, huh? See, y'all fronting, but let's be honest. Let's be honest. Why we use that terminology, first lady and all that? You don't have to use that. You can say wife. One of them called bae, you know. Honey, whatever it is. But that's all right. But when you say first lady, then we start thinking. If I'm the first, who the second, huh? God bless it. First of all, let me say this, a family, a group of persons united by the ties of marriage, by blood, by adoption, listen good, enabling interactions between members of the household and their own social life or social role. Family is also the foundation of all human society. Of all human society. Christians' families, they are called and been sanctified, blood washed, of all that believe and accept Christ as their Savior, and believe, look, that Jesus died for all. Those that have the Lord God as their Father, that's a family. God is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's a family all by itself. And the believers in Christ Jesus just accept the family, the main family, and then we're going to be connected and we become joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Yes. Other words, look what God did to us. He said, this is what he said to us. It's all right if you be joined with me and Jesus and the Holy Ghost. I don't care. I want that to happen. I want us to be one. Daddy, let them be one like we want. I want one family on earth. The Apostle Paul said he got many members, but it ain't but one, huh? One body, right? And if we got one body, who lying? The nation, the flesh, or Jesus? I'm all right, now watch what you say. God can't lie. Ain't but one family. We in the church have to divide the family. We got all these schisms. All these schisms we got. You can't do this. You can't wear a hat on the side of your head. Better watch those. They got a black cat called in front of you. Brought all that mess up in the church. And just separated the church family that God gave his life up to bring back together. He said that families called by Son Jesus, and then he called us also sons. He called us his children when we adapt to his way of doing things. Even the bride of Christ, we are called. The husband of man. Mm-hmm. Jesus is the shepherd. God is the Father. Jesus is the shepherd. We are the under shepherd. The Bible tells me in the same book of Colossians, it says the man is the head, huh, of the wife, huh? He got to take care of his wife. You're not listening to me. He got to take care of his wife. It didn't say the wife take care of the husband or the man. I don't know, you know. Look, y'all just forgive me. I don't know no better. But the Lord told us to take the responsibility. We want the leadership, but we don't want no responsibility. We want to do all kind of suggest, all kind of have all kind of opinions, but when it's time to put up, we shut up, huh? You see what I'm saying? I'm talking about keeping the family together, keeping the family in peace and harmony. Let the joy of our salvation be with us, in us, and by us. Glory to God. That we may glorify God, which is in heaven. Now, there are so many of us, and We're there to sometime talk about it. We quick when we have meetings in the church, y'all. I'm talking in the family of Christ build. We have meetings in the church sometime. Lord have mercy, I'd be scared to come to meetings. All kind of stuff come up. Stuff don't even make sense. They ask me, what color your shoes is? That ain't got nothing to do with God's program. Look what you're wearing has nothing to do with the program. You're splitting and dividing the family. If I like a red suit, let me wear my red suit. Just wear what you want to wear. You're trying to, all you can, you're trying to break the family up by giving your opinion. Leave your opinions at home. The Bible, I'm talking about what the book say. The book say. And we need to stay in the book.
Amen.
If you get out of the book, you're going to be in trouble.
Yes, sir.
Through him, we both, we have the access by one spirit. Ain't but one spirit. Y'all know that, huh? See how good y'all saying? Ain't but one spirit in that thing. That one spirit, but it got different voices. Did y'all know that? You got different voices, and when you put them all together, they make sweet melody. It's in the same book, Colossians. Make sweet melody of harmony. And then when it make that sweet melody of harmony, watch this. Something interred within you, inside of you, begin to move, and you'll find yourself just moving from side to side. You'll find yourself clapping your hands. Find yourself dancing a little bit because that move begin to take over your life. See, when you first got up, you was thinking about what you could do, what chord you're going to hit in, what note you're going to sing, how you're going to rise and you're going to fall and you're singing. You don't want to make no mistake, but you keep singing and keep giving yourself to the Lord. After a while, the Spirit going to come in and take over, then you can sing now. So the same thing applies in our life with God. You do all that you can do, everything possible according to Scripture. And then when it's still not working right, this is what you got to do. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help that I know can cure this. Yeah. Then you're doing that which God wants us to do. Yeah. Jesus said it like this, I am the door. Yeah. By me, if any man enter in, yes, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing to me. You come on in this family. You know, when we first start coding, none of y'all know about that, though. We first start coding, boy, that girl look good. She's something to talk about. Coke bottle style. We dream about her. Lord, if I had her, well, God, he don't change. He don't change. He told those women that they're in our Eastern Africa. He told them, fix theyself up. Fix theyself up. Go before the daughters of men, huh? Look good to them. And that's what we got to do today. We got to please God first. Then if you can please God, ain't nothing to you pleasing you. Now, you easily please if you can please God. The thing about it is getting God pleased with us. We ought to ask ourselves a question sometimes. Do I please you, Lord? You ask God. Don't ask me. Do I please you, Lord? You know what one time you ask the question, you already know. Do you please God or not? He said that the thief coming not to but to steal, to kill and destroy. I am come that what? You may have life, that you may have it what? More abundantly. Look, every time like this morning we sang and giving God all that crazy stuff, let me tell you what's going on. Let me tell you, Satan is mad because you lifting the name of Jesus up. He's very angry and upset. He don't want you to do that because, see, when you lift Jesus up, God can't help but just bless us. He can't help himself. He got to bless us because he's proud of us. When he looked down to earth, he see himself in us. He see the righteousness of God in us. And it make him proud of himself. And he tell the world, say, look, That's my beloved son. That's my beloved daughter down there. Look at them. They're standing up in the midst of all the struggle. They stand up still giving me praise and honor, bragging on me. And people don't even want to say nothing, but they're still bragging. They're still bragging on me. May God feel good. And then he said, I'm the good shepherd. I'm the good shepherd. That's what Jesus said. I'm the good shepherd. And a good shepherd, listen good, gives his life for his sheep. God help him. Father and pastor. Y'all hear me, don't you? Can y'all hear me good?
Yes, sir.
Fathers and pastors, listen to what I'm saying. To be a good father, you got to please God first. Got to please God first. Got to please God first. You can be the head, but you got to do your duty. You can't be a slave master. You got to be in the divine will of the Father. Because if you don't carry out your duties, why you expect somebody else to carry out their duties? To keep the family together. Listen good. To keep the family together like God wants us to be together. He don't want us with all differences and of opinions and stuff up in the church house. Do you know in under the old covenant what God did when you wasn't right and you know them priests go up in the temple?
Yeah.
When you wasn't right, now I hope y'all know and understand this in the book of Leviticus. Look in there. When the priest go up in the temple, his heart, he had a grudge against somebody.
Yes.
Or he had all against somebody. He wasn't thinking like you. Had envy and strife in him.
Yeah.
Time he walked up in the Holy of Holies, guess what happened? They fell dead. See, God searched the heart. I don't. I can't look at your heart. I can see the birth of your fruits.
Yes.
But I can't look at your heart. See, it may be somebody today. Somebody may be upset or angry or something. And guess what? You had at first you disturbed. But this, since the disturbance started, God just leveled you up. And gave the joy of you, the joy of his plan that he got set up already for you. Look, the Bible says if we be angry, but don't sin, huh?
Right.
If you be angry, don't sin. Don't let Satan make you do wrong. You got to look to the hill for what? Whence comes your help? Your help come from God. The only way the family stay together, y'all hear me good, is that you lean and depend on God. We got to praise. We got to seek the face of God. And there are some things in life that we just can't do through prayer by itself. Got to do some fasting. Got to do a little fast. You have to give yourself up. Boy, I love peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But I want God to bless me. I'm going to get a little peanut butter and jelly. Then I'm going to fast for hours. But you got the intent of your time you fast, you're going to go get a peanut butter and sandwich. You ain't got no faith in God. You're just trying to please yourself. Leave the jelly and peanut butter down.
Yeah.
And go on to God. Close the door. Get in that secret closet. Pray in secret. And he's going to reward you open before all mankind. We got to understand God's will. Stay with him. Stay with him. For by one spirit, we are all baptized into the body. One body. See that? Whether we be what? Jews or Gentiles. Whether we be what? Born or free. And have been all, huh? Make to drink into one spirit. Listen good now. Listen to this good. We got Roman Catholic, we got American Catholic, we got Jehovah's Witness, we got Protestant, Methodist, Baptist, Pentecostal, Church of Christ. Watch this now. I'm going to paint it for you so y'all know next time. Every one of them that believe in Christ, don't care what you call, if you accept Christ and believe in Christ, you're a Christian. And when the Lord come back, he's going to come back for you. Did you hear what I say? All this division that we brought in the church, in the family, that's foolishness. So you need to go to the anchor bone, which is the word of God. Go to the Bible and see where you stand with God. We always divide ourselves in the church because one want to be great and one don't want to be straight, huh? One want to run. Like, look at me. What if I try to run everything in the church? They call me a hypocrite. That's what the Bible called me, a hypocrite. And there's much going to be required at me trying to run everything in the church. The book say, told me to look and find deacons of qualification from the Bible and put them over the business of the church that I can labor in the word and doctrine. Preachers don't believe that, though. They are preachers, don't even believe that. They want to boss people. think they're going to tell them what to do and all that stuff. No, you tell them what the word says, go on about your business. Daddy, you tell your family where you stand and go on to work. You plant the seed and go on to work.
Amen.
Family day. It should be rejoicing. When we see sometime our soldiers, our sons and daughters that have gone off the war, when they come back, tears just flood us. We're so happy and rejoice for to see them. Our loved ones, we hadn't seen in a long time. How you thank God for you now? We left God for worldly lust. And when he's come back, when he come out and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I repent. I refrain from what I was doing, Lord. I'm coming back and give myself to you. Heaven, just go up in a smoke. Glad to receive you. The prodigal son. The prodigal son. His daddy was good to him. Gave him everything he owed to him. Boy, when I done act like he's a big shot. Any of y'all ever did? I'm the only one in here, huh? I'm the only one in here ever tried to be a big shot. Putting credit cards and money, throwing it on the table where y'all can see it. You know, tomorrow, go in my wallet and open my wallet and hold it up like I can't see good. And throw them big bills on the counter so y'all can see me, huh? Y'all know what I'm saying? Then when you act big shot, then when you went home, you still the bills. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us. Help us, Jesus. And when we look at the verse 19, look at verse 19, and to know, listen at me good. Listen at me good. Verse 19. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints of the household of God. God built one church. Y'all hear me? That church is built on the truth. Did no man on this earth know who Jesus was? Everybody was giving their opinion about it. Everybody he did, he a prophet, he one of the prophets, he Moses, he Elijah, he this, that, and other. All of them giving that. Lord ain't paying no attention to that. That's what I tell you, you don't need to stop. You need to stop all that opinionating and get in the word. Watch what I say. The Lord said, "Say, but I understand how everybody's saying who I am. I understand all of that. But who do you say I am? Who do you say I am? Do you know yourself? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Now watch what God say. Watch what the Lord say. Peter, which means rock. On this rock, I'll build what? I'll build my family. And the gates of hell shall not what? Other words, there's no power on earth can overcome the church. No power on earth, if you anchored in Christ Jesus, can overcome the family. It's the same thing. But we got to love, we got to rejoice in it. We all here today. Now listen at me good. And don't get upset with me because I'm telling the truth. I'll go to the Bible and show you. Everybody in here today, light skin, bright skin, dark skin or within, whatever. We all journey out in one family.
Amen. Amen.
You're all one family. Yes. We got different names. We're one family. Yes. Just one family. And no family is greater than another family. Would y'all please tell somebody that? Same mom and dad. Nobody, no greater than nobody else. The great one is in heaven, huh? Amen. Jesus, right? Amen. Jesus, they was calling Jesus all great, good master and all that. Said, Lord, hello, hello. Ain't nobody good but my Father, which art in heaven. That's the only one good.
Amen.
Why we want to call ourselves good? Why we do that? Ain't nobody good but the Father. Jesus said that. That's out of Jesus' mouth. And we run around here and think we good. What I say all the time, I'm a servant. I mean that I come to serve, not to be served. I don't need people doing nothing for me. I want to do something for you. That's a serving role. When your master tell you to do something, you go do it. You don't come up with all these opinions of what I feel, I think.
We need to get to the door yonder and put some Christian, Holy Ghost filled Christian at the door, each door, and everybody come up and say, I fear, throw them out. When they come up and say, the word of God say, then bring them in. Because you ain't going to have no trouble no more. But when you let them in with all I fear, and nothing but hell in the church. Y'all hear me? Hell in the family. When I get those marriage vows, say, is there anyone present here today in the sight of God in this assembly? See, any just reason why these parties may not be lawfully joined together, everybody's lip gets sealed. That's right. And when they get married, they look like all their teeth break out. Mouth running all kind of way. Did you see her? She passed by me and didn't speak to me. So what, who are you? You ain't nobody. You just a family member. You ain't nothing but a family member. That's all. God ain't told you you was greater than nobody else. Why they got to go to you or got to talk to you? You ain't nobody special. The man that's special is in heaven. At the right hand of the Father making intercession for us today. Try to keep us together as one family. But lo and behold, God wants you to be firm. Want you to be righteous. Want you to be holy. In Psalm 133 and 1, it says, behold how good and how pleasant for the brethren to dwell together in unity. The brethren, that don't mean just men. That means those believers in Christ, those people that have been born again, those that accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. That's who you're talking to, brethren. Look it up for yourself. Don't just take my word. Look it up. Then you could tell me, Pastor, you kind of lied a little bit. That's all right, I can take it. But I got that right out of the book. So you're going to be the one looking silly. You see what I'm saying? Stay with the book, dog, you ain't going to go wrong. He said you can't be confounded or brought to shame. That's what the book says. Now, you can't be confounded or brought to shame if you stay in the book. But when you get out of the book, you're going to be open shame. Everybody going to be trying to make you look bad. Now, let's look at something here. Let's look at something for a moment. We're almost through. He said, now, therefore, you are no more stranger. You was a stranger when you didn't have Christ. You was a foreigner. You was a far off because you didn't know the law. But since you come in and accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, you become an heir and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Rabbi, I used to go to church all the time. Uh-huh, okay, that's fine. Why not go now? Well, Rev, you know, I've been doing a little this and a little that, so God's blood cleaned you years ago. All you got to do is refrain from what you're doing and come back and stay, get back to the church again. Can you understand what I'm saying? Is I'm the only one in here, listen good, that used to be a sinner. I'm the only one here used to be a sinner. Did you see the word I used to be a sinner? Oh, somebody else in here used to be a sinner, right? In the church this morning. Oh, okay then. When I say used to be, that means was and not now, right? That means I'm walking in the light now as Jesus is in the light, right? If I'm walking in the light as Christ is in the light, then the lust of the flesh, the pride of life and these things, no, that just ceased to exist. I play the seven role now. I'm nobody special, but guess what? I follow somebody that's very special. Yes. That's Jesus. Yes. That's Jesus Christ, our Savior. So when I look at people, a family, they're keeping together, their family members say, well, I ain't no good. I don't believe this, Daddy. Okay, Daddy, you got to convince your son or your daughter or your wife that you are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, listen to what I'm saying. You got to convince them. Not by just talking out the mouth, but living as an example of who Jesus is in your life. I got to prove myself. The Bible say, prove yourself this day. Yeah. Prove yourself. All that talk. Y'all forgive me if I'm offending anybody. You know, when they have a funeral, I tell everybody that come through me, I say all that about expressions and all that. And say this in 2 minutes, you don't even have to say that. Because people, now listen to me, family, I'm telling you, y'all know this too. people get up and just outlaw a line machine at a funeral.
Right?
We gone on home now with the Lord. Live the most hellish life that you can live on earth, but he's gone on home with the Lord, huh? Stop taking up for people lying on folk. The Bible say a whoremonger and an adulterer he will forgive. Can y'all hear me? He said, a whoremonger and an adulterer will I forgive, but a liar won't even tear in my sight. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing to me. That is amazing to me. He said, oh God, and you are built now on that rock. You build on the rock. Matthew 16:18 say what? And I say unto you, Peter, listen good. Thou, Peter, and upon this rock I will build what? My church. And the what? Shall not what? It can't come against me. It can come against me, but it can't prevail. Other words, if I'm the boss, you can't overcome me. I'm the boss. So Jesus say this, say, look, there are churches all over the world that's falling in every day.
That's right.
They can't hold. Why? It wasn't built right. It built on Annie testimony, Uncle testimony,
yes,
and Deacon so-and-so testimony.
Yes.
That don't work. Got to be built on Jesus. You got to have, the church should be built by the Bible.
Amen.
The Bible should be the foundation. If any church on earth, the Bible should be the foundation. If the Bible is the foundation, your church going to stand. Listen to this, y'all. I know you're bored and we had a good time. I don't want to be a killer. But listen to this. Everything we do every day of our life, it determines who we belong to. This choir here sings precious. They sing good. They can fit anywhere in the universe singing. Listen good. And when you come up to me and say, it ain't about my voice, it's the content of my heart, I'm going to tell you to sit down. Because you just missed the boat. It's about what come out of your mouth, sweet melody or promise. I'm talking about what the book says. You're talking about it's just, it ain't no intent. You ain't got no intentions in your heart then. If you think God going to accept that trash, God wants the best of everything. I sing in a group. And whenever we sing a song, I can't get it. This is what I do. Nobody got to tell me nothing. I get it like this. Step back and bring somebody else in and let them play my part. That's Christianity. That's Christianity. But now I don't even know, I can't even hit the right chord, and I keep up there. I want to take over the thing.
Yeah.
That's called stupidity.
Yeah.
That's stupidity. And God don't want foolishness like that. In order to stay together, we got to be anchored in Christ Jesus. Family, for us to be together, we got to be what God wants us to be. We got to love one another. We got to caress one another. We got to understand one another. If I speak Spanish and you don't speak Spanish, don't laugh at me because I speak Spanish. Come to me and help me. Show me some pointers to help me to speak properly. Then you have done your job. Instead of shunning me because we don't say the same language. It's a lot of that in churches all over the world. I don't pray for the tattered church of, I'm dead. My spirit dead. When I tell you the truth, I'm alive. And Christ is also alive. The Bible said in him all the buildings journey fitted together grows unto a holy temple in the Lord. Everybody in here, if you acknowledge Christ as Lord and Savior, if you come before God and say, Lord, I'm a sinner, would you please have mercy upon me and forgive me for anything I've done in my life? Please forgive me for it right now, dear God. And you mean it in your heart, what God's going to do, he's going to throw away. Now watch this. He's going to throw away everything in your life that ever existed. And he said it's going to be far from you as the east is from the west. Now, did you hear what I say? All you do is turn it loose and let it go, and God will take care of you. But you got to let it go. If you see a brother or sister overcoming a fault, he with your spiritual. Restore such a one in the spirit of meekness and kindness. time a brother or sister overcoming a thought, we get on. What you do that for? Why you did that? You need to pray. That's crazy. Instead of just put your arm around.
Yeah.
Love. Kind words. Passionate words. Sweet words. You're going to win somebody. Yeah, I rest my case. You can't go in the street talking bigoted to people just because you know the Bible. You'll get all them 32s knocked out. You hear what I'm saying? They ain't saved now. They ain't saved like you. They don't know what you know or who you know. So you got to speak good words that are going to encourage them to come to Christ. The Bible says we got to grow together in Christ. We got to feel like I'm no better than you and you no better than me. If I'm weak over here, come grab my hand and help me to be strong, please. That's the way we stay together. If I'm a hellion and I'm looking for mess, please come talk. Take me off to the side and talk to me, please. To help me. I want to go to heaven too. There's nobody on this earth don't want to go to heaven. They know hell is a bad place to go. So we don't want nobody to go to heaven. Jesus said, I wish that none be lost. It says that, in whom ye also are built together for habitation of God, the use of God, through the Spirit of God. Now, you know what? In 1 Corinthians, 12th chapter, 25th to 27th verse, it says, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. No schism in the body. Y'all hear that? Could y'all hear me over here? No schisms in the body. I feel like it ought to go this way. Throw your feeling out the door, please. Would you please throw your feeling out the door? You don't need no feeling in the church. You need Jesus in the church, not feeling. You need Jesus. This is what Daddy used to do. Never take Daddy. Do it like Jesus said do it. Amen. And you'll see you're going to come out right. We pray to God always to do this and do that for us. But you ain't doing what he say. How you expect him to do what you want? We got to be together, y'all. Some of us got an afro. Some got a little hair in here. Some ain't got no hair. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Some got gray hair. Yeah. Some of the old men got black hair, huh? But we all in the building. You got that? We all still in the building. We all love Jesus. We all gonna go to heaven when we die if we connected with Christ. So why we bring all that other foolishness up? Let's just stay with God. Do it like God said. Let the mind of Christ be in us every day. And whether one member suffer, we all suffer. And we need to honor those where honor is due to them. Give them honor.
Yeah.
Give them praise. That's what we got to do in order to please the Lord. One body in Christ in particular. But know ye not that ye are the temple, did you know that, of God. And the Spirit of God dwelleth where? In you. The Spirit of God dwelleth where? In you. God living inside of you. Did you know this is just a house for God to live in?
Yes.
He's living in inside. That's why we got to keep it up.
Yes, that's right.
You see, mortify the deeds of the body. Mortify the deeds of the flesh so he can come in and live. Watch this. Watch this now. Uh-oh. Might be stepping on somebody's feet. Do you not know that at your house?
Yeah.
Listen good. At your house, not mine. Worry about your house. And I got to worry about my house. At your house, don't you know if somebody called on the phone and say, I'll be over there in 30 minutes. Lord, how much we're kicking stuff under the bed, putting it in the closet, everything, so we can look impressive when they come over, huh? But out of the heart flows the issues of life, huh? When I see you outside, I know what the inside look like. I know what the inside look like. This is what God wants us. God wants us to be a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things be passed away. Let everything else become new.
We're so gracious. Say, we're the living stone, fitly joined together. We're the holy priesthood. We're the royal priesthood. We're a peculiar people. We accept things that most folks wouldn't even tolerate with. Don't sometime, and we're closing, don't sometime people talk to you wrong? I'm the only one. Sometimes folks say some rude things to us, and the thing that they say to us is really unconstitutional. But they say them to us anyway because they feel like they have the authorities to say it.
Right, right.
But if we retaliate against them, hear me please, then we're no better off than they are. Did you know that? Instead of doing it God's way, we want to do it what? Our way. Where peace don't oblige, flee. Flee, because if you stay there and argue with the devil, it's going to be some trouble.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody today that ready to give God their heart. Other words, what I'm saying, you know you're not what you need to be. But you want God to come in and fix you like you need to be. But the only way you can get fixed like you need to be is that you confess before God and before man that you're not what you need to be. And when you do that, the Lord will come in and renew you.